This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, a couple of things to get people up to date on. First is weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Does look like there is some potential for rain. It is 74 degrees at the moment, but rain won't come for until later in the afternoon, so that's good news for you. And good news for everyone. We have heat tickets to give away. What do you think? Maybe now, next segment, whenever you're ready, we do have heat tickets to give away.
Let's get rolling on it right now. How about caller number?
Heat and Bulls on March the 8th.
Okay.
Let's
do caller number 3 in honor of the three-point shot.
All right. I can live with that. Yeah, caller number 3.
You can't say NBA without a three-point shot.
305-567-0560.
Actually, you can't watch basketball without a lot of three-point shots now that I think about it. I did want to mention this from yesterday. So this college football thing and what Mario and the university they're doing right now is incredible. So yesterday we were out there, and you know, it's the first time all but one of this last recruiting class – one player, Columbus High School, because they don't let him graduate early. But all the rest of the guys that should be seniors in high school were in spring football yesterday. So now on top of that, there were a lot of families there yesterday. So I said, hey, what's going on here? He said, well, we got 17 of the top players from all over the country are here. I go, what? So yeah, there was a camp. Some of them came down, or some of them are off and stayed the extra day to come over and see what we're doing. And it was. And by the way, you're right on top of the drills. Woody and I are sitting there watching one-on-one drills and run over to watch one-on-one passing, and you know whether you like the offense and defense alignment going against each other. You know, one-on-one drills always fun to watch for me. And then on top of that, the one-on-one drills for all the receivers going against all the guys on defense and all that stuff. But here's 17 of these top players. A lot of them had already been offered for next year that were there. And Miles coaching, it's amazing. They've got this thing down and recruiting people out there working to make sure things are good. And I mean, they let mom and dad get his school, not to mention the players that are playing on the team. Their families were out there. But you could see where it works. And he's got to work, and not to mention the facilities. Then on top of that, I got to tell you, man, Joe, being out there, you ever seen the president of a university shaking hands with –
Can we say it? Call him the big horse?
Oh, he's a big horse.
Yeah.
And,
by the way,
and this is not
he goes out in any weather in a suit. I got to tell you,
No.
You know, it gets hot out there. He's wearing a suit. He looks good.
So
impressive.
So and then he said, "Hey, I got to go. I got meetings." And yeah, I go, "Yeah, you got a hospital system and school to take care of too." But you know, the knock around here for years, and this not a shot. I happen to like Donna Shalala. I'm not a Donna Shalala. You know, I'm not doing ads today, political ads that she ruined UM and all that stuff that somebody was running against her And she goes to the football games, and I saw her up there. And but this guy is down there literally getting introduced and walking up to players, introducing himself. You know, he's out there, and the players are coming up to him. It's just refreshing to see a guy that is grounded, that what he's done and trying to do in sports. Listen, it's got some work. I mean, you saw it just happen in basketball and everything else, but he
it's not easy in this landscape to win.
No.
It is not easy, but it is incredible to have a guy that actually cares and realizes, hey, this is really important to the profile of the university, right?
Yeah, so
and academics are always going to be important. You know, people want to learn, but the sports stuff is just so important now for the overall profile.
He says yesterday, I said, you know, this is not normal, man. Usually you got to set something up with the president, and they, you know, and he's obviously a huge fan for all the sports at the school. But hey, man, you got that guy, you got a chance. And it's more difficult to do business. Nothing's going to be easy starting with football. But you got a chance as long as you have him. And, of course, Rudy was out there yesterday too. So we had everybody out there yesterday. It was just a fun day. I think we all enjoyed it.
We're heading back soon, hopefully, for Pro Day. By the way, congratulations to Alex who won the tickets or more tomorrow.
Good. Good, man.
We're getting back to the Pro Day, man. That should be...
I have been to Pro Day out there in the old days when all the first rounders had.
Oh, you
Pro
were
Day.
Out there for that? Okay, that must have been interesting.
Oh my God! Yeah, those are days when 10 or 12 guys got drafted every year.
Yeah,
and half of them were first round picks.
Yeah, that was like the Alabama stuff from recently.
Yeah, no. Listen, I said this yesterday. We were all sitting there, and I go, man, I just walked around the field at 5 a.m. when I got there, and I was getting my steps in. And I was looking, and you're looking, I go, man, I played against that guy. He was so good. And then I go, man, oh, the Fiesta Bowl. Oh, my God, he was so good. And then Rose Bowl, and you're going, oh, my God, Ed Reed and Andre Johnson. Oh, my God. So you're just going through this list of all these guys, right? That Ted Hendricks, right? Ted Hendricks doesn't take a back seat to anybody. And then you go, oh, my God, there's Ray Lewis. And it's every position of great players. And I was thinking how many schools, because listen, college football's been around and Michigan's got their share and Ohio State's got their share. USC and Alabama could probably, you know, put same kind of players up there. But I got to tell you, man, UM doesn't take a back seat to too many schools from about 1980 until today. And that's even with the drought we've had on great players over the last 15 or 20 years of not having – a lot of big-time players like they did. But they went through that run. What was it, Woody? Like 4 first-rounders, 5 first-rounders. I think it went 6 first-rounders 1 year, back to 4. Just
well, you're starting to see it now because, like, a lot of those guys are going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like every year another one of those guys is getting put into the Hall.
Most of those great players that are up there.
They're Hall of Famers in the NFL.
Well, they're not Hall of Famers, but they were great players in the NFL. And some of them are, you know, waiting to see and – See what's going to happen, but man, it was. That's the other thing, man. Those kids and their parents go out there. They want those parents out there going, oh, that's right. He did go here. Oh, that guy's playing for. Honey, that guy go that plays in our city for our NFL team right now. Oh, that guy. Oh, he was good. Just amazing list of names that school's put out. Because you and I are laughing. I go, man, our school's got nothing in common with this. That's.
Well, you have Aaron Rodgers. He's going to the Giants.
I know you always say
you got that for that guy going for you.
We had Steve Barkowski and Craig Morton.
Oh, that's right. You had Craig Morton, yeah.
Joe Capp.
Ah, can't forget about him.
You're making fun of me.
I just don't know who those guys are.
None of them?
No.
Oh, that's right. You've just decided you want to be a recent fan again. No, this has to
I mean,
do...
have you had anyone in the last 30 years?
Of course, man.
Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to name them because I know you can't. So, okay, man. Hey, my school's the same way. It's okay. We haven't even put anyone in the NFL as far as I know.
There's only been one school in my conference that comes close to
your former conference.
My former conference, yeah. USC is the only school that
you're an ACC school now.
Puts, I know. Yeah. They're part of the ACC now. That's right. Hey, so
no way Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants, right?
What are you gonna do though? Like, so
what are they thinking? Why don't you just trade up and get Cam or something?
You got six teams. Not all six teams can trade up to get the one guy they like or two guys they like or three guys they like. But
Aaron Rodgers will set your, like, look what he did to the Jets, man. Why would you think it'd be any different? Why are teams so arrogant in that league?
Because if you just look at talent and you're going, we just need somebody for one year, somebody's going to fall back in love with Aaron Rodgers.
I wouldn't even take him down here.
Doesn't matter.
Would you? I would rather roll with Tua than take Aaron Rodgers. And that's saying a lot.
He'd be great for our business, though, for radio, something.
Yeah, because he's a lunatic.
All the time. It'd be...
Yeah. Actually, it would be fun.
He brings a receiver. I guess he's throwing his receiver.
He brings Devontae.
Right? Yeah, Devontae.
Package deal.
Hey, you know he's with me.
He brings Pat McAfee. He brings everything. He's a big package, man.
The big package that we're going to call now, the
sure.
Big package.
How's his relationship stuff going? Is that then the last one of those girls came out and said, like, he destroyed her, right?
You love that stuff.
I love it.
You love when the
can't
actress
stand the guy.
You love when the actress goes, he destroyed me.
I mean, his opinions aside, like, it is really ridiculous that he is screaming, you know, during the offseason, there's got to be no distractions.
And then he
goes on TV saying the craziest stuff that can come into this guy's head. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody else's distractions, his.
Yeah, I'm going to go on TV every week, and I'm going to say some crazy stuff, but the rest of you guys, you keep your mouth shut.
You know, it's amazing. He is scrounging to find a team. He still wants to play. And it's not the money.
He didn't look like he was having a good time out there last year either, man.
He's making his...
Didn't he look miserable most of the time?
Yes. Then he came out with the latest thing is friendship's more important than wins, like friendship with teammates.
I'm sure they all love
that. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that here. I don't care about friendship. I don't care about kids, friendships. I just want to win games, man. That's all. We just want to win some games here. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But first, I do want to take a second to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I just want to let you know right now, if you haven't been out there, recently we've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Whether you're looking in the SUV family, midsize, or the big boys like the new Tahoes, my wife, when I got the 2025 Tahoe and I brought it home, she goes, what did they do? And then she goes, this thing's like got so much space that your last one didn't have. I go, no, I know. But this one wants to make sure all of you guys are going to be real comfortable as we get ready to take some trips, man. That thing is going to be great. And then you go to the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh, the interior, the convenient driver tech. It's loaded, man, loaded and ready to go for you. The 2025 Traverse. Midsize SUV, man. But if you're looking to downsize a little bit but still need that space and all that room for cargo, you get it all, the 2025 Traverse. And what a friggin' look that thing has with that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. It is a home run of SUVs, man. It really is. For a midsize, got it all. Hey, trucks like Silverado, boy, I'll tell you what, Silverado truck wants to let you know we got lots of capable engines, different size, four strong options for you. So it really comes down to commanding power and everything you need every day at work, what you're looking for, because Silverado makes a truck that's perfect for you, whether it's full-time working truck, 7 days a week, to something family, we got it all for you, man. If you're a truck person, you'll love Silverado. It's like they've custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at all 14 dealerships right here in South Florida.
All right, before we get back to it here, the NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see NASCAR at its finest high stakes, adrenaline-fueled racing with NASCAR's top drivers. You could win. Just go to the WQAM.com contest page to enter.
What's the date on the race? Oh, my God, you don't know. And
would
then you get mad.
Stop, dude?
Well, you never have dates on anything. You just throw it out like tickets, and then you don't know when the tickets are.
Anyway, we're also giving away the Renaissance Festival's back in South Florida. WQAM has got your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers for your chance to win. Go to the WQAM.com contest page and enter.
All right, is there anything else you have?
No, and I don't have the dates on that either. You can go to WQAM.com/contests, and it'll have all the information you need, Joe.
What time you think Lynn comes in today? Today's
11 o'clock. I don't know.
Oh, now you're a little salty. Called you out. You didn't have a date on a friggin' thing.
I mean, yes, it would be great if they put it in there, but they didn't, okay? So whatever. Okay. Port Miami Mike says you guys need to do the caller number 25 or higher to give a fair shot to the online listeners. That is true. I guess they do have a delay.
You know what? That and we anything we hear, that makes sense. We are going to go to a
We only have 10 lines that work.
Yeah.
That I know of.
And I got to tell you, man, when it's tickets, especially with for the Heat and the Panthers, they go fast. They go real.
Well,
fast.
Alex won them today, fair and square. So
all right, good.
We'll try to figure something out there for Port Miami Mike. Maybe we just give him the tickets tomorrow. Can we do a vote, a show vote?
No.
The texters would have to vote if they want him to have the tickets.
I can tell you what they're all going to say on behalf.
You don't think they'll be generous?
What do you think? No shot.
I think probably not, but you know, you never know.
So I do this. So. So we do the giveaway stuff at charity events, and I'll say, and the person that had the winning ticket is gone. So I'll say, hey, they didn't stay.
Well, the vultures come in and they go, do it again.
Yes, yeah. Every time.
Of course.
And I go, hey, so this is South Florida. Do we just honor this ticket? Now we're going to honor it anyway. But I always love to see, like, because it's a real nice.
Oh, so you just say it just to see who will bite.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful piece of jewelry. Beautiful. The other day, and I said, hey, shall we? They're not here. Called the number like six times. You know, 116-62.
Well, do you have to be present to win it?
No, we didn't say that. I mean, you got the ticket. You paid. You know, you paid for it. Right. So now
should stay till the end. But
so now I go. Or do we just act like that ticket never existed? Not make that call and go till we find somebody that stayed here for this thing.
Well, you could make the argument though that like leaving early disqualifies you because you know you're leaving the event early.
Paid for it. You can't.
Yeah, but you're leaving early.
They paid though. They paid.
You're
for the
weaseling
ticket.
Out of the event. You're leaving early.
That's weak.
It's weak to leave early.
Yeah, but if you got to go on a Saturday, it was a long event. I mean, you go go early. Call me on the way home.
The event's for charity. You should stay.
Congratulations.
Till the end.
You put your money. You paid. What's $20 a ticket? Or hey, you got it. You're in. That's the way it is. You're unbelievable.
Isn't you gotta stay? I mean, you should have to be present to win.
So we've been talking about a lot of different things today and been all over the board. And I know people. I can't say a lot about the Canes thing. I know they're really good on the. If you're to ask me right now, the strength of the team is the O-line, considering their right tackle is going to be a first round pick to start with. Right there, Maui Noah on the right side is going to be really good player. Would you agree? That's the strongest group. Three of the five starters, actually almost four of the five starters are back because some guys that got a lot of playing time will also be, you know, playing a lot of football. And then on top of the D-line looks really good. D-line's going to be great. Got some really young, talented guys on the outside that they're crazy about. It's just a matter of getting into work, and they loaded up on bodies in that secondary. Defensive secondary went out and got themselves some guys in the portal, got some recruits, and they have a couple guys coming back as well. So that should be taken care of too. Question for me, man, and it's not a downer. Please don't take it as a downer. But people are like, what do you see? Well, the starting quarterback is still getting his arm ready to go. So that's going to be a while. Carson Beck. And then the development of the young receivers. Super talented group, including this freshman class that came in of guys. Got to get their feet wet and got to get a lot of playing time and go through growing pains in spring football to get ready for the summer And then if Mario doesn't feel he has enough, he will hit that portal hard one more time before the start of the season. So that's where we are on that whole thing with that. And the running backs, you got two of your key running backs. You lose Martinez, but the other two guys are back. And they look like they got some really talented young guys at that running back position. There were some really good runs yesterday there. So overall, it looks good. You just got to develop. You lost a lot of tight ends last year. You lost a lot of wide receivers last year. And you lost maybe the first overall pick in the draft at quarterback. So that's just got to, you know, that's why you got spring football and a great opportunity for all those young receivers. They've been waiting their time. Didn't get a lot of playing time last year because all those tight ball games did not get to play a lot and put up numbers. JoJo Trader starting there and working your way in with all those guys. They're now going into year two, year three. It's going to be a good opportunity for them. All right, we got to go to break.
Somebody, by the way, texted. He said, listen online every day. I won heat tickets. No more complaining from that guy.
Okay, see, there you go.
And then Clint weighed in, and he said that I'm a man of the people. He appreciates that. He said I might not get a radio station named after me or have my own car model like Tahoe Joe, but
we like to, well, you can go Tahoe Joe or Joe Tahoe.
Joe Tahoe, whatever.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
Want. He said Joe Tahoe.
That's fine.
Tahoe Joe. Joe Tahoe, whatever you want to be.
Oh God! All right, hey, listen, we got.
You did have a station named after you, though.
Oh, that was.
You
old.
Know they at the stadium for I think it's, I want to say it's like Hurricanes football. They have a little thing of that logo still up there
because there's respect over there. They're still sticking with that.
I just remember when you ran around the building begging them to do that.
Does that make you feel better?
It does.
You're such an idiot. All right, hey, we've got more Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast, can join us to talk. About the combine and the Miami Dolphins and what they might be looking at with pick number 13 with free agency right around the corner as well, and a lot of work to do. Kyle joins us next.